وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيك حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enshroud you in his mercy and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate you. آمين. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. مثل الذين ينفقون أموالهم في سبيل الله كمثل حبة أنبتت سبع سنابل في كل سنبلة 100 حبة والله يضاعف لمن يشاء والله واسع عليم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, today we will be discussing jihad and the reward for he who sincerely asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for martyrdom. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "He who sincerely seeks martyrdom shall receive the reward thereof, even if he does not attain it." Sahal ibn Hunayf radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "He who sincerely asks Allah jalla jalaluhu for martyrdom, Allah jalla jalaluhu will convey him to the ranks of the martyrs, even if he passes away on his bed." Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala narrates that he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, "He who fights in the cause of Allah jalla jalaluhu to the extent of 2 milkings of a camel, that is, for a short while, paradise becomes incumbent on him. He who sincerely asks to be killed as a martyr and then passes away or is killed shall receive the reward of a martyr." Ibn Hibban Rahimahullah narrates the above as follows: "He who sincerely asks Allah Jalla Jalaluhu for martyrdom, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will grant him the reward of a martyr, even if he dies on his bed." The reward for spending in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu says, "مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ كمثل حبة أنبتت 7 سنابل في كل سنبلة 100 حبة والله يضاعف لمن يشاء والله واسع عليم." The likeness of those who spend their wealth in the cause of Allah is similar to a grain from which 7 ears sprout. In each are 100 grains, and Allah increases for whomever He wills, and Allah is extremely bountiful, all-knowing. ولا ينفقون نفقة صغيرة ولا كبيرة ولا يقطعون واديا إلا كتب لهم ليجزيهم الله أحسن ما كانوا يعملون. Nor do they spend any sum, be it small or great, nor do they traverse in any field, but that it is written in their favor, so that Allah may recompense them with the best of what they used to do. Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala narrates, "When this verse was revealed, the likeness of those who spend their wealth in the cause of Allah is similar to a grain from which 7 ears sprout. In each one there are 100 grains, and Allah increases for whomever He wills, and Allah is extremely bountiful, all-knowing." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "O my sustainer, give more to my ummah." And so the following verse was revealed: "It is the patient alone who receives their reward without measure." Huneym ibn Fatik radıyallahu ta'ala'nın da reisi Resulullah sallallahu aleyhi ve sellem said, "He who spends anything in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, it is recorded by being multiplied 700 times." Abu Mas'ud al-Ansari radiyallahu ta'ala narrates, "A man came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam with a camel which had a noseband. He said, 'O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this is for the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu.' Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, 'In exchange for this one camel, you will receive 700 camels on the day of the resurrection. Each one will have a noseband.'" Ali ibn Abi Talib radiyallahu ta'ala an, Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala an, Abu Umama radiyallahu ta'ala an, Abdullah ibn Amr radiyallahu ta'ala an, Jabir ibn Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala an, and Imran ibn Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala an, all of them narrate that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "He who sends anything for the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and remains at home shall receive 700 dirhams for every dirham. He who goes out in jihad himself and spends for the jihad shall receive 700,000 dirhams for every dirham." He then recited this verse, "Allah multiplies for whomever He wills." Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Glad tidings for he who engages in abundant remembrance of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu while waging jihad in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. This is because for every word of remembrance that he utters, he shall receive 70,000 good deeds. Each one of these good deeds will be multiplied 10 times, together with the extra that is in store for him with Allah Jalla Jalaluhu." He was asked, "O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what about spending in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu?" He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, "Spending will be rewarded in the same way." Abdul Rahman says, "I said to Mu'az radiallahu ta'ala, spending will be multiplied 700 times." Mu'az radiallahu ta'ala replied, "You have not understood well. That is, they spend while they remain at home with their families, not waging jihad. But if they wage jihad personally and spend, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will pour onto them from the treasures of His mercy such a great amount that it is beyond the knowledge and description of humans. They are the party of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, and the party of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will always triumph. The reward for he who equips a mujahid, takes care of his family, or sees him off." Zayd ibn Khalid al-Juhani radiyallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "He who equips a mujahid in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu has in fact gone out in jihad himself. He who takes care of the mujahid's family in the latter's absence has in fact gone out in jihad himself." Ibn Hibban radiyallahu ta'ala narrates the above as follows: "He who equips a mujahid in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu or takes care of the mujahid's family, a similar reward is recorded for him without any reward being decreased from that of the actual mujahid." Sahal ibn Hunayf radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "He who helps a mujahid or fighter in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu with regard to his family, or a slave in buying his freedom, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will shade him in his shade on a day when there will be no shade except the shade provided by him, by Allah." Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "He who shades the head of a mujahid, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will shade him on the day of resurrection. He who equips a mujahid in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu shall receive a reward equal to the mujahid. He who builds for Allah Jalla Jalaluhu a masjid in which the name of Allah is remembered, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu shall build a house for him in paradise." Imam Ibn Majah rahimahullah narrates a shorter version of the above hadith. "I, Umar radiallahu ta'ala, heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, He who equips a mujahid in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu to the extent that most of his needs are fulfilled shall receive a reward equal to the mujahid till he passes away or till he returns home. Abu Sa'id in al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent an order to the Banu Nihyan saying, for every two men among you, one man should go out in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. He then said to the one who remained behind, whoever amongst you sees to the needs of the family who went out shall receive the same reward as him. Zayd ibn Thabit radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who equips a mujahid in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu shall receive a reward equal to his. He who sees to the needs of the family of the mujahid and spends on his family shall receive a reward equal to his. Mu'adh ibn Anas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that I see of a mujahid in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and help him onto his animal, either in the morning or the evening, is more beloved to me than the world and whatever it contains. The reward for departing and returning from the cause of Allah. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu says, وَلَا يُنْفِقُونَ نَفَقَةً صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً وَلَا يَقْطَعُونَ وَادِيًا إِلَّا كُتِبَ لَهُمْ لِيَجْزِيَهُمُ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Nor do they spend any sum, be small or great, nor do they traverse any field, but that it is written in their favor, so that Allah may recompense them with the best of what they used to do. Sahal ibn Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala narrates Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, guarding the Islamic borders for a day in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu is better than this world and whatever is on it. The extent of the whoop of one of you in paradise is better than the world and whatever is on it. Returning a single time from the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu or departing a single time is better than the world and whatever is on it. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, departing a single time in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalalu or returning is better than the world and whatever is in it. The extent of a bow of one of you in paradise or the place of his whip is better than the world and whatever is in it. If a woman from paradise had to appear before the people of this world, she would illuminate the entire space between paradise and this world. She would fill it with a beautiful fragrance. Her veil on her head is better than the world and whatever is in it. Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu made the following guarantee to the one who goes out for his cause. Nothing prompts him to go out except jihad for my cause and faith and attestation of my messengers, then he is guaranteed that I will admit him into paradise or that I will return him to his house from which he left after having acquired reward or booty. Sahal ibn Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no Muslim departs for the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu as a mujahid or a pilgrim proclaiming the kalima or the talbiyah without the sun setting with his sins. Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took a covenant with us with regard to five things. Whoever does any one of them will be under the guarantee of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. He who visits a sick person, follows a funeral procession, goes out as a mujahid in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, goes out to meet the Imam in order to show respect and honor to him, or remains in his house, thereby saving himself from sin and saving people from sin. Such are the virtues that are mentioned in the hadith of going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for being desirous of martyrdom. Nothing stops us from also making an intention for martyrdom so that we can be rewarded similar to the martyrs who have gone out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all shahadat. آمين، وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.